Hello, everybody. This is Father John. This evening, we're going to try to catch up, but to do so, we're only going to concentrate on one reading, which was the reading from Wednesday of this week, Matthew 10, 16 through 22. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what he shall speak. For it is not he that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So we've been reading in Matthew how our Lord sends the apostles to preach, to heal the sick, to cast out unclean spirits. And in doing so, he warns them of the many difficulties they will encounter in their ministry, of persecutions, of deprivation, of pain. As Orthodox Christians, we cannot avoid pain. As Orthodox Christians, we ought not seek to avoid the pain and suffering the Lord allows for us. In the life, in this life, and in the future age, if we attain to the blessedness of the resurrection, it will be because we have embraced the cross in this present life. At each step, there will be a cross. When we confess Christ, we will be scorned. When we show others love, we will often be taken advantage of. When we seek to push forward, we will stumble and fall. Yet when we fall, we must get up. We must push on. Not because of our own righteousness, not because we are great. Rather, we must get up. We must stand. We must push forward, because our God is great. Our Lord will save us again and again, if only we try again and again. Let us therefore stand in our confession of faith. Let us stand well, pursuing every virtue. Let us endure in Christ, for he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen.